Yes, it's after dark time.
Yes, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Pretty Vibes After Motherfucking Dark.
Okay. Yes.
We are here again with another episode for y'all.
Episode number 2.
I'm so excited.
Yes, yes, honey. It's Mahogany in the place, y'all.
And you already know it's your girl, Pretty Ronnie.
And we here, baby.
Yes, he is.
And we getting freaky. Hold on, bitch. I gotta get my lip gloss.
I'm back, y'all.
Let's go, let's go. But yes, we here. Another night of just vibes and being freaky.
Yes. Because it's Freaky Friday.
Freaky, Freaky Friday.
It's time. So.
The topic.
Ding, 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 ding. The topic
that's
is.
That's the topic.
How to make a woman come.
What are. It's several positions, y'all, okay? But we going to give y'all 5. Just 5 right now, okay? What are 5 sex positions that make a woman orgasm?
Yes.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
Yes, I have.
I think I have, but I don't think not that many.
I wouldn't say that many, but
I have, yeah. And it was good. But a lot of niggas think they can, and they can't. Like, for real. Like, a lot of niggas can't even make me cum. First of all, you can't make me orgasm. This girl had me orgasm one time. It was crazy. Like, she, for real, she even made me squirt, but that's a whole nother, like, that's...
You know what? I never
squirted? Please, let me tell you. My body felt, I don't know, it was just so weird. But when I was doing it, she was like, no, don't stop. Like, when you come.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, she was like, don't stop when you come. Because she kept.
Don't get shot at.
She just kept eating my pussy. Like, she was so good. Like, and like, I've never, like, orgasm.
Like that?
No, I mean, not orgasm, squirting, bitch.
Okay.
We'll put some orgasm, bitch. I mean, squirt. And that shit was crazy. And we was in a hotel. And they was banging on the doors. Yes. And you know what we did afterwards? Go get breakfast? Because it was in the morning.
Well, that sounds like a hell of a good night.
It sure was. But anywho, y'all.
We gonna give y'all.
We're going to give out, listen, welcome to our freaky universe. Well, we're going to give y'all 5, okay? Positions. So she's going to do her 2 favorites. And then I'm going to do my 2 favorites. And then we're going to do number 5. That's something like we never tried, never orgasm off this type of position. Probably never even did it. I don't know, but we'll see. But yeah.
Go ahead. So my first pose is all axis. So it's like a knee and then a straddle with the left leg. And you're lying down.
Do it, bitch. Side. Do it, bitch.
No, we're not going to do that.
Bitch, why not?
Because it's like the dude. Okay.
This is what. Listen,
yeah, that is right.
Remember.
Okay.
Well, we all right. You're laying down. It's for Patreon.
You're laying down, right? And he's in between. And he's giving it to you like this. Like you're onto your side though. The woman's onto the side and he's onto his side. So
Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew
what that was. All access. Okay. All access, baby. And then the next one is going to be.
So it's kind of like an upgrade from your standard missionary.
Yes. And a cowgirl.
Cowgirl.
Yeah. A girl love the ground.
That's a good one, but I get tired. My knees get tired. But what if I'm sitting down?
Listen, there's other ways you can actually maneuver the knees. See, after a while, your knees get tired. You can be like this. And you go like this.
That's what I'm saying. That's cowgirl right there. That's cowgirl right there.
No, but I'm saying you could do different ways.
I know that, but when it comes to me, when it comes to me on them, bitch, I'm lasting probably about a minute or two.
And then, bitch, I gotta change for real.
A minute.
How long you go? Yeah. On your knees. Well, yeah,
I could. If it's like this, that's not good for me.
No, not like that. Get up. Oh,
like this?
Yes, bitch.
Oh, like this? I could leave for a minute. A minute,
exactly.
Not even a minute. Probably like three, 4 minutes. No lie.
That's
no cap.
Long.
No cap. Just like
this. But you got strong knees then. Shit.
My knees is not that strong, bruh.
But I
well, that's
like
a long
this.
Time, y'all.
Like,
come on.
How long y'all can go? Like, ladies, what? Like, for me, it's top out. We gotta switch it.
You but, see, I can go down on my knees. I mean,
yeah.
When we going low.
Oh, yeah, bitch. No, you won't catch me doing that.
Yes.
Maybe if I got on the right shoes. Bitch, I don't know them shoes gonna pick me up.
It's gonna drop you down.
Ones that I know I'm a fraud trying to be pretty and shit. Bitch. Oh, yeah.
It's your turn, bitch.
But listen. Okay, mine's okay. So mine is motherfucking flat iron. Like,
girl.
Flat iron is girl. My
girl.
Shit.
You got me changing position right there. Flat iron.
That's
the shit right
there. Flat iron, this is like when you, the lady, the woman is on her stomach and he's hitting her from the back, but her feet is in between his legs and he's outside.
Yes.
And you got a little, you do a little.
And you can actually line up your booty real good.
Yeah. Girl. Well, let me tell y'all.
Stop playing with me.
Give you
orgasm. Because,
I don't know.
It's just hitting
a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just I grip it.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Bitch. Yeah. Let me tell y'all one time. A motherfucking nigga slapped me, y'all.
I've been choked.
Because, like, he was like, stop that shit. And I was like, what the fuck? I've never been slapped before in my life.
Well, they didn't have grabbed me up, but I guess it felt so good.
Yeah,
they grabbed
that's me what up. I'm saying. Like,
hold me. I'm
like, okay,
girl. All
right, talk to me.
Listen, if you talk. Haven't,
if you haven't tried that position,
listen,
try it.
It's but interesting. Very really, interesting.
And it feels so good.
So good.
Okay, and what's my other one? I ain't gonna say this one because y'all already seen that in the other one.
But
Amazon.
That's still. Yeah, position, bitch. So you might as well say the Amazon. She want to say. We gonna let me see that position again.
Amazon.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Oh, really nice. So that should have been a fifth. Well, I said it, but well, that should have been.
No, you did it, but I have never did it.
Well, true. Okay. So this one, the fifth one is what we both have. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. So yes, y'all, Amazon. It's gonna be. If y'all know the picture, we're gonna put pictures. We're gonna put it.
Yeah.
But
can we do that on YouTube? I don't think so.
You can't put the picture up there in the sex position.
No.
Can you?
Oh, no. We figured. No, on our Patreon, we can.
Patreon, we can. So, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Patreon.
Subscribe.
And you might get us doing, like, a collage, because we're going to do more videos of this position, but you might get an exclusive video of us doing every single one of the positions. Okay? So, yeah. So, if you don't know what it is, we gonna show y'all. But anyway, subscribe to the Patreon to see that shit, okay? So yeah. But no, Amazon, gotta try it. And it's kind of, a lot of people, like I said before in the other video, a lot of people think it's gay. Like for a man to be
laying down and like a woman.
Right. But
his legs up in the air.
Right. But it's kind of, yeah, but people be like,
Yeah, but I've asked niggas like before, and some niggas will let me do it, and some niggas won't. So it was like, okay, whatever.
If y'all want to try, y'all want to try it, but you don't know what you're missing.
Because I think every sex position gives you a different type of feeling. And then especially if like when you're doing it with somebody like you want to do it.
It's the best feeling.
It's the best feeling. It just becomes more fun than actually just doing it and just be like, oh, this is wet because I really don't like it, but I really want to get to rub one off.
You stupid.
No, but okay. That's why I don't even do that. I just feel like it's a waste of my coochie. It's a waste of my juices. It's a waste of my time.
Bitch, it's a waste of the vibe.
It's the vibe for me.
It's on my hair falling.
No, but it's just
but listen, not it. It's just not it. Okay, so yeah, try that.
Okay.
So the last one is you gotta explore your sexuality. I understand that you may not feel comfortable with it. I totally get it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes, everybody has their own
preference of things. It's always good to go outside the box. And try to enjoy each other.
Especially when you're married.
Yes.
I would say go outside the box.
Yes, to keep it spicy.
Yeah, because
even if you're in a relationship of 2 years, 3 years, bruh. Because after a while, there's so much sex you do and so much positions you do. You gotta get creative with certain things. You can't just sit there and lay in the bed. How about one day we go out? I'd be like, Joe, just bend me over on this car real quick.
Like, just little stuff.
Babe, what? Do what? Yeah, like, bend me over real quick. Like, there's nobody here. Just do it real quick. Like, that's some fun. Like, that's the vibe you should be with your significant other if you're still into them. And I just, like I say, we just look at sex as a stigma, like, you know, let's not talk about it, or
don't have sex before marriage.
If I could go back, I would do that. I can't even lie to you.
What? Seriously?
I probably would hold my virginity.
Bitch, I saw having sex at 18.
Okay.
It was 17.
Actually, if you count girls, it's like
when you're younger, I don't know.
No, ma'am, you're still a virgin. Maybe in the factor of your mouth.
For real, bro.
In your mouth, you're not a virgin. But
not my, right.
Girl, I can't. But yeah, y'all. 18, but bitch, I would not wait till I'm married. Do I fucking have sex? I'm not doing that.
It's a waste of time.
Bitch, I gotta know you. Mentally, sexually.
You know what? I've heard stories. What? And this is a story. No cap, this is real. And I'm not gonna put nobody's name or nothing out there. But this person waited until they got married to have sex with their significant other. This person said this person cannot fuck for the
That's what I'm saying.
Cannot even like stroke it, cannot even do nothing. Like, she was so mad to the point where she started cheating on her husband. I do not want to put it out there who it is, but he was not doing it for her. He was everything. Like, they used to travel. She's like, bitch, I used to love traveling, but it just sucked because I couldn't have good sex in these vacations. Like, I couldn't even have hotel. Like, you know, when you, she said we had nice views, and it just be a waste of time because it feels like I'm fucking a robot.
I was like, wow.
Listen, that shit is not where it's at. Like, I can't, because like when you dealing with somebody, you gotta figure out, it's like, okay, yeah, I see that you nice, I see that you, you know what I'm saying, you got the characteristics that I like, you got the personality. Now, when it comes to the sex, like, do we have that? Oh, we gotta get married? I'm not jumping up and down with any nigga just because of sex.
No, I wouldn't jump the broom just because of sex. It has to be more.
I mean, just because, just, I didn't mean to say just because sex. I mean, say just because, like, you is a good person.
Oh, okay.
Like, no, I need to know the sex, because if you don't have that, then yes, I'm going to cheat on you.
See, yeah, I'm going to cheat.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to figure it out.
I'm going to cheat on you. I can't, you can't teach a nigga how to have sex. No. You can't do that. Even a guy, I don't know. This is a whole other topic. Like,
yeah.
This,
but yes.
Okay.
The whole thing of this segment is, what positions make a woman come? What, and this is positions you guys can try if you haven't, like, issues of coming or orgasm, yeah, or whatever the fuck.
It or is. If you like, you never tried it with your significant other or whoever you're talking to. Just try it and see if you have it. If you don't like it, then you don't like it. If it don't make you feel no type of way, then don't do it. Mm. But if it do, do it. But I say do all of them.
Say always try something and once.
Sex positions. Yeah. It's nothing bad. Like, it's common shit. Like,
you never know. You may be.
I mean, bitch. Listen, try it, y'all. That's what I say.
So,
all right, here, we gotta do number five.
We did number five.
No, we didn't. Number five is
Child's pose. That's what number five is.
Listen.
Number five is a child's pose, which is you're crouching down and the man's like kind of up under you, like he's hitting
you.
You
basically in a fetal position,
basically. So I never tried that. Mm-hmm. It don't look too fun.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try, maybe I like it, I don't know, but I've never tried
it. It sounds funny, weird. Anyways.
Yeah, I like the sound of it.
Yeah.
But I've never tried child's play.
Child's pose.
Oh, child's pose. That is, why don't they call it sex position child pose? Like, no. This is doing too much. And you know, this is too much. We don't like that shit. We don't like that position.
Be open, guys. Just be open.
Be open.
Be free.
Be free.
To feel the love and let all that wetness come.
She got it wet, neck. I make a drip, drip. Okay. So now we've wrapped it up. We want y'all to even try. I'm going to do this. Try all positions. What was yours two?
Mine two was all access and cowgirl.
And mine was the Amazon and flat iron.
And then the fifth one. Don't
it's child's play. It's
child's pose. Stop saying
child's play. Because I'm thinking about child's play. Okay, so if child's play, pose. Child's pose, child's don't do
child's
sound
pose.
Dumb as fuck. But try it if you want to try it. If you don't, you don't. You don't have to. Me, I ain't gonna try that dumb ass shit. But yeah. We're gonna get into the motherfucking Freaky Friday song of the motherfucking week.
And I think mine is going to be, because we can't play it.
No, we ain't gonna play it. We can sing it, girl. We be karaokeing.
So mine, I should say.
Karaokeing.
Yeah, just playing it. All we do is fuck, drink, sleep.
Chilling in Miami in the middle of the week. Got three guys in the middle of the week. Yes. Oh, okay. I think you were talking about the other song you just played.
That's
by him and the other one.
Oh,
I thought you saw my dad.
You're so special.
I thought you saw my dad, but no. That's not a sex song. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, do your sex song.
No.
Try Trey Songz.
That's Trey Songz.
What's the song again? Chilling in Miami in the middle of the street.
In the middle of the week.
Oh, middle of the streets, Jesus Christ. Did you?
Talking to her.
Yo, I don't
got
even know.
Got three bad friends, and they all on me. Me and baby girl been chilling for a week.
Okay.
All we do is fuck, drink, and sleep.
All we do is fuck, drink, and sleep.
We fuck and drink.
We can't see it right now. Yeah, and fish. I love what we do when we smoke. Hey. And you'll be a song for the dough and do it till the sun rises. Beep, beep, beep. Take a drink of the meat of the meat. I'm gonna get it right up. Get it right up. Shorty like an energizer.
She getting naked.
Cooking some eggs.
Naked. I eat that.
I'm done.
Your turn now. Yeah, that's my little freaky song.
All right, my sis.
Oh, shit.
Let me see.
What?
Can we make love? This is more than sex, yeah.
Feeling on your body, make your pussy wet. Make your nuggets sign, make your pussy.
Hey, it's smart water, y'all.
Yo, we having too much fun.
But we can't sing for
shit right now.
Okay.
We can sing, y'all.
Yeah, for real. For real.
We can really sing, though, y'all. For real, for real.
Okay.
Yeah. And when a song play, I know the word.
That's a funny thing. Right now, we on some different shit. We on some different world right now.
But,
those are our Freaky Friday songs.
Oh my gosh.
Trey
Songz. We gotta do a live video of us on karaoke, you know, for real, for real.
Yeah, so they can see what we really know how to sing. I don't sing like how I used to, but.
I don't know how to sing what I'm not saying. Anyway.
Yeah.
Pretty times off the motherfucking dark. Listen, y'all. Try them sex positions. Like, I say do them.
I say do.
Like, if you don't want to, then just don't. But if you want to save your marriage.
Or your relationship.
Or your relationship.
Situationship.
Or you want to spice up some shit. Or you just want to do some try with somebody else. Like,
just be spontaneous.
I mean, bring your girl into the situation. Or bring your guy.
Whatever.
Into the situation. However y'all like to flow with it.
Whatever it is. Whatever flow, it's your boat. Try it. Try it. I'm all about trying it one time just to say if you like it or you didn't.
But fellas, y'all gotta give these girls orgasms, okay?
Yeah, it's not all about you.
Don't and some people have like a quick calm.
Yes.
And just like a...
Of the foreplay, being able to touch the proper way. And I think women, we need to tell them where we need to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
I think if ain't he's no, not I'm touching, especially if he's down there and he's eating, he's not doing it right. Bruh, get up. You're not doing it right. Or just tell him like, yo, you need to lick it. Yeah, that's a turn off for me. I'm ready to
that's
be like.
That's such a turn off for me. And I'm like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. But,
hit me, please.
Thank you. But yeah, on that note.
And we hope you guys enjoy. But make sure.
Subscribe
to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Make sure you motherfucking like.
Make sure you share that shit.
Make sure you motherfucking comment.
And you hit that notification bell.
Ding! And it's Pretty Vibes After Dark.
Yeah.
And subscribe to the Patreon too.
Yes, please do.
Bye.
Don't be no hate.